This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A couple of big retailers, Target and Best Buy among them, reported better than expected third quarter earnings last week. Back to school was really good for them, and hopes are high for the holiday shopping season that starts this week with Black Friday, if you can believe that. The National Retail Federation predicts a 3.6% increase in sales this holiday season over last, with this caveat: the economic unknowns of the incoming Trump administration and what consumers might make of it. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra visited a pop-up holiday market in New York City to get a sense of what's happening on the ground.
The day after the election, when C.J. Thomason looked around Manhattan, he saw people staring into space, crying on the subway.
You know, it definitely felt like a funeral home.
Thomason is sitting at a holiday market in New York's Bryant Park at the kiosk for his custom-made eyewear company, Sire's Crown. Thomason's a manufacturer, and he thinks President-elect Donald Trump's policies might help him. But since the election, he's also started to worry that some of his customers will be too distraught to shop this year.
I became immediately aware that, this is going to have an economic hit.
Paula Delgado says that's already happened at her handcrafted jewelry store, Muhus.
I have seen a dip.
Nearby, people are ice skating, eating popcorn, admiring the holiday lights. But immediately after the election, sales at Muhus dropped to a quarter of what they were before the vote. Delgado says, yeah, maybe this will blow over and people will start shopping again. Or
they might also just hold on to their money.
There's a reason to think things will go back to normal. Lynn Franco, director of economic indicators at the Conference Board, says what really determines the strength of holiday season sales is the health of the economy.
We've seen positive gains, you know, in employment, in wages. I think consumers are on more solid footing today than they were a year ago. So I think we're in pretty good shape heading into the holidays.
Not all shoppers are tying their holiday spending choices to the election. Ming Kong and his friend Jeff Musanti say the election has nothing to do with their shopping plans.
It's not a big deal to us.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine it being that big of a deal to other people. You know, Trump's president, okay.
I'm still going to have Christmas.
Yeah.
And some folks might even spend more. Kate Weglars, who stopped by the holiday market with her husband and mother-in-law, puts it this way.
You know, sometimes when you're upset about something, you shop. So if anything, I think it'll cause me to shop more.
Two words: retail therapy. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.